adults, but we make sure those books are circulated. Daryl, tell people. We've had folks tell us that you shouldn't even try to give away books in certain communities, right, Daryl?
And absolutely.
Yeah, and tell people what we found out. You know, when people have told us, oh, you're just wasting your time. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, Barbara, one of the first times we had that experience was in Houston, Texas, when we went into CUNY Homes, which is a low-income area and government-assisted housing. And we had, you know, hundreds of books that we're taking down to give away. And the folks down there told us, not the folks in CUNY Homes, but the others that were in that Houston area and some of the organizations, said, you're wasting your time. Don't take books to those folks. They don't want books. The children don't want the books. The kids don't want the books. They don't read. That's not going to happen. And let me tell you, folks, when we got to CUNY Homes and we pulled out these 100 or so bags of books and stuff we had, the line was out the door. The kids were just eating it up. They wanted it so badly. And our TJC fellows that were with us were having an excellent time, just a wonderful learning experience time with the young kids. And I can recall vividly, Barbara, the young child that was maybe 7 years old, sat with one of our TJC fellows as she was reading him the book, and he put his hand on the book at the end and said, all the pages are here. All the pages are here. Mm. Folks, that's the experience that we take.
And, wow, you know, thank you, Daryl, because, you know, people, you know, really said, you know, all these people want to do is eat and live. They don't have time. You know, they're too busy. They're too poor. They don't have time. And, you know, and we've had that said over and over again. And every time we go, the same thing happens. People start spreading the word. All of a sudden, people start appearing from nowhere, you know, bringing, you know, nieces, nephews, you know, grandchildren, you know, to get books, to make sure. In fact, we've had people tell us that we help them to start their library collections at their home, that they just hadn't had, you know, even a bookshelf devoted to books for children, devoted for books, you know, with Black history, devoted for books with the poetry of Nikki Giovanni. They just didn't have it. So people, when you're thinking about this holiday season and you want to make sure you give, be sure to go to tjcoalition.org, tjcoalition.org, and give a book or give books. We'll take as many as you donate. Every time we give books, take them and we give them. We've given books people in Florida, Georgia, Ohio, Kentucky, Illinois, Wisconsin. We've given books out all, you know, literally in Virginia. We've given books in Alabama. We've given books out, you know, you name it, Texas, all over this country, Arizona, everywhere where we are as TJC, we make sure that when we're on the ground, that we're enriching the lives of families. And it's so important. And I just want people, again, if you want to give this year, and you want to give in a very powerful way, make a book donation. You'll find that information, again, at tjcoalition.org. Right, Daryl?
And you're absolutely right, Barbara.
Yes.
And no, you're absolutely right. We really encourage people to go to the tjcoalition.org website. We also have a listing of all of our books. That's there for people to give, and suggestions of books, in case you need suggestions of books they give. They're folks, you know, Barbara, people always talk about, you know, the children that want to read, children want to learn. Well, these are children that are hungry. These are students that are hungry for knowledge. And we have that ability to connect our alumni with these books and these children to feed that knowledge and to, you know, prepare the next generation, Barbara.
Amen. And Karen, you've been so great. Thank you for being with us. And you love to come to our trainings. You have been to, oh my goodness, Karen, how many? You've been to, you're so instrumental in our trainings of our young, Gen Z and amazing millennial leaders who basically they usually staff the banned book giveaways. And people, when you hear banned books, you're saying, what do you mean banned books? I'm talking about, right now you have school districts that are so silly. They don't want books on Harriet Tubman. They don't want books on Dr. Martin Luther King, Ruby Bridges.
Ruby Bridges, yeah.
Right. I mean, it's ridiculous what's banned. Go ahead, Karen.
I've enjoyed so much the experience of working with TJC on its trainings and participating in the book giveaway. But what is particularly profound to me is, in spite of the naysayers, there has not been an occasion when we didn't nearly sell out, so to speak, or give out a particular book or so. We came in with a few, and the alumni and the trainees are wonderful in how they interact. But I've been there, I think it was in Florida, when a group of them went into the community across the street from where we were and went door to door and invited people to come. And
yes.
They came with their little kids. They came with their children.
Yes.
I think it was in Florida. They came with their children. Arizona.
Yes.
No, it was Arizona. They came with their children. And the little ones just grabbed the books, because you have books for all ages. But it was particularly inspiring to see the little ones be able to grab a book because they like the color and the title and things of that nature. And they could understand it. It's just very profound and enlightening and inspiring, to tell you the truth, because no one else really is doing that, where you
yes.
have communities that are erasing history and rewriting history for their own personal reasons. But when you have an organization like TJC, that's not on our watch, we are going to fill the gap.
That's right.
It's wonderful. So I so appreciate it. Yes.
Amen.
And,
Thank you.
We even add to that experience, Karen's speaking of, one of the things we add to that experience is it's not just our students and our alumni that are there, and not just the people that are training that are there, but some of the members of the community. And overall, Barbara, one of the things I think that's so fascinating is that we bring our librarians in. Bring in Andrea Horton,
yes.
we bring in Sue, and we have them match up the children and the books. Talk to the parents so that the children are certain that the book they're receiving will match that kid's interest, to capture their interest, so they'll develop and nourish that love of reading. That's what I like about what we do, Barbara.
Amen. And, people get all confused. They think, we're in the age of high tech, and people, read, everything on the, on their mobile devices, on their computers. Folks, you got to see these children hugging and their books. You got to see them hugging their books.
Yeah.
You got to see
like
the
it's a toy. Like it's a toy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And
the reading circles, Barbara. Don't forget the reading circles.
Oh, yes. And the reading circles. Absolutely. Where they want us to read to them so that they can go home and read to their younger brothers and sisters, learn how to do it. And the parents who come and watch and learn how to do the reading. It's really amazing, folks. I mean, this is one of our star programs. Everybody wants to talk about their signature programs. Well, this is one of the ones that we love, and our young people bring it to life. And thank you. Please become a donate, make a donation, be a donor of books. Be a donor of knowledge, be a donor of inspiration, be a donor of dreams, for our young folks. Make that donation. Go to tjcoalition.org, tjcoalition.org, and be a donor. Thank you, Karen. Thank you, Karen.
You're welcome.
We're trying to get down to San Antonio, Texas, in April for the HBCU All-Star Game. Ooh, watch out, folks. We coming. And we can't
wait. Anything I can do. Have a great day.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
to the mighty Nikki Giovanni. Thank you, everybody. One thing we wanted to talk about before we get into our discussion today about pardons, and to talk about what's been going on with pardons and what Biden should do before he gets out of office. We wanted to talk, bring you up to date again on the Arbery case. Daryl, did you want to tell people about the fact that we're getting ready to get on an airplane?
Absolutely, not Barbara. You know,
we're
headed back to Brunswick, right? Brunswick, yeah. Georgia, where you know we're going to be attending a state trial. This is one of the first times in the country where the prosecutor now, the prosecutor Jackie Johnson, the prosecutor who would not prosecute the Ahmaud Arbery case, the prosecutor who interfered with the police in making the arrest of the three men that killed Ahmaud Arbery. She now has been charged with the dereliction of office, obstruction of justice, and related type charges. And so we will head down there today for a motions hearing tomorrow where Jackie Johnson's attorneys are going to be making arguments for why the charges against her should be dismissed. Once they fail at that, because we fully believe that they'll fail at this, once that argument fails, we'll then have the opportunity to come back in January, beginning on January 21st, for the jury selection and trial of Jackie Johnson.
Yes, and it's so important for people to remember, when you saw that horrible video of these three white vigilantes hunting this black man down, and then shooting him to death with a 12-gauge shotgun?
12-gauge shotgun, that's right.
That's used to brain down elephants and shooting this little slight young black man, 25 years old, to death. You know, Ahmaud Arbery deserved better. All he was trying to do was to go on his daily run. He lived near that community. You know, a lot of black parents, we move our kids out to the suburbs and thinking that we're trying to, quote, find a better life. His, you know, and we're looking and saying, oh, this is a nice integrated community. These are aspiring people. So glad my child can get that exposure. And we never, ever think or dream that people have hate in their hearts and are looking at that child as he's running just to get his his physicality on to make sure that he is in shape and enjoying himself. Who would think that someone would look at him and say, he should be dead. He doesn't belong here. And that's what happened. And then after the evil of the shooting of this young man, to have the district attorney cover it up, in essence, by not prosecuting, by telling the police to stand down, by saying, telling, you know, one of the McMichaels, you know, just to go home and take a shower instead of, you know, making sure that person was brought down to the jail. I mean, to the and to the precinct and processed. All of that, folks, just think about it. And when the family first called, think about this. You know, they hear that their child has been slain. They call and they say, what in the world is this true? What happened? And they're told that that Ahmaud was shot in a home doing a robbery while he was attempting to rob a home. Turns out he was shot in the middle of the darn streets while he was running. The pain of this, I have so much admiration for the Arbery family, for the mom, for the father, for all the siblings, for the aunts and the uncles, for everybody, for that whole community. So much sympathy for them. And we say what, Daryl, that there has to be 100% justice for Ahmaud, right?
Absolutely, Barbara. And, you know, as we talk about this, and the reason that, you know, we classify this as a voting rights case is
yes,
because Jackie Johnson was the elected prosecutor to protect the citizens of Glynn County, including Brunswick. And we know that during the period of time that Ahmaud was killed, that Jackie Johnson was up for re-election. Only thing was, no one had filed a run against her, and it was beyond time for anyone to file to run against her. So she was running unopposed. So the family, after Jackie Johnson, really kept them at arm's length, lied to them, and did all the other